Yo, I am so, so honored to be doing this morning. Thank you, Outlook Church, for giving me the opportunity to share this morning. I just wanted to say that as I scan the room, I see like the apple of God's eye. Each and every one of you, so beautiful, gems of God. Christ is so with you. God is with you every step of the way. No matter what happens in your life journey, He is with you. He is with you all the time. So, the title of my preach is, okay, my power is proximity, right? My weapon is proximity. Proximity to God. Proximity to all that He has called me to do in this life. Let me just organize my table here. Okay. So my weapon is my proximity. James 4, verse 7 to 8 says, "So humble yourselves before God." Other versions say, "Submit yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you." My ladies, the Lord loves you so much. He wants to equip each and every one of you to stand the test of time. He wants to empower each and every one of you, and that power is only found in proximity with God. We have to be close to the Lord. He doesn't want not even one to be left behind. That's why He says, "Come close to me so that I can equip you, so that I can give you everything that you need to live this life." The question is, though, is are you willing to accept the invitation? Are you willing to also just stretch out your hand and say, "God, here I am. I want to be close to you. I want to be equipped by you." Are you willing to allow God to show you who He has truly created you to be? Because the answer is only found in proximity with God. Let's not allow what happens in heaven to have a lag from what's happening here on earth. It says that what happens in heaven, so as it is in heaven, here it is on earth. But that is only found in proximity with God. We can only bring heaven to earth when we are close to God. He has a plan for you, ladies. Right from when He created you in your mother's womb, He knew you before He placed you there. He knew what and who He was creating you to be. What is holding you back? What is hindering you? What is the sin that has you entangled? I just want to present some questions to the room this morning. And as I present the questions, can all of us close our eyes? And in response to the question, if it resonates with you, please pick up your hand. We can close our eyes, ladies. Do you feel that at times you are defenseless and that you are exposed without weapons to fight a battle? You can pick up your hand if that resonates with you. Please open your eyes, ladies. No, with your hands still raised. Ladies, look around. You are not alone. Each and every one of us have a battle that we are fighting. I just wanted to show you that you are not alone in the battles. The second question is, please close your eyes again, ladies. Do you sometimes gasp for air because you feel like the oxygen is lessening within you with each breath that you take? That you are pondering, what could be making me feel so weak? Please raise your hands if this pertains to you. With your hands still raised, please open your eyes again. You see, you are not alone. you are not alone in the battles that you face. Can I perhaps put it to you that maybe there's a slight possibility that you are far from the environment you were born or created to thrive in God's presence. That's the only place that we thrive, ladies. You feel sometimes that you are an imposter, right? And it is fitting to feel that way because anything that is outside of its designed environment will surely not survive. We have been created in the image of God. That's the only place we can survive and thrive, ladies. So taking it back, way back to where it all started, in the Garden of Eden, we were created for a close, intimate relationship with God. Then the enemy came to deceive. He snuck in as the opportunist that he is, and he did what he does best. He came to steal, kill, and destroy, as John 10:10 says. But what does it say afterwards? That he came, Jesus, that is, to give us life and life in abundance. So if we are living a life that is less than abundance, it means we have then believed a lie, right? We have allowed the enemy to come and steal, to come and kill, to come and destroy. A territory he wasn't designed to take over from the first place. But thank God for Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for us so that we can be connected again to God, so that we can continue to walk in this intimate relationship with him. And remember, ladies, that there's nothing that you can do that will ever make God love you more or less than he does. Jesus did everything. But I would like to just talk through a man in the Bible called Daniel, right? His walk with the Lord was so intimate. Despite every opposition that he was facing, he walked in the authority of Christ. He walked in authority because he was in proximity with God. So Daniel was a man who lived in a time of Babylonian captivity. He also lived in a time under the Medes and Persian authority. He was a person who was very disciplined, and he made sure not to defile himself by eating food and wine that the king normally brought out for the people to eat. Because this king was under another authority, not under the authority of the king of God. He did not want to defile himself. He was also given a special ability to interpret dreams. And this is seen in Daniel chapter 2 and 4. And even in interpreting dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of the Babylonian times under the Babylonian captivity, he knew he was dependent on God when he was called to interpret those dreams. He sought God. He was like, Lord, you are the revealer of truths. I cannot do this in my own strength, but he went to God so that the Lord can tell him the interpretation of the dreams. He did not steal God's glory. Every time he presented himself to Nebuchadnezzar, he said, the revealer of truths told me this. He did not steal the glory of God. And in his faithfulness, he caused others to see the goodness of God. Because it is written that Nebuchadnezzar said that truly, the God that you serve is the true God. He had discretion, much better than all of the magicians and the astrologers and the enchanters in under Nebuchadnezzar's reign. He was fruitful. He was always consistent and devout in prayer. He was responsible. He was trustworthy. And he praised God. I can go on and on about this man. He was so in proximity with God. That's why he prospered in everything that he did. Under the Babylonian reign, under the Medes reign, under the Persian reign. These are all different authorities that were not of God, but he prospered even under that captivity. So Daniel was also shaken to the core. There was a time when he was thrown in the lion's den, right? But when he was thrown in there, the lion did not even attempt to come near him. The angels closed the lion's mouths, and Daniel continued to believe that the Lord that he serves will save him from every situation. Moving on to the next part now is the Lord gave me a picture of the sieves that we use at work. So at work, I'm a process development metallurgist, and basically I play with sand. I play with sand, my job is centered around making products for RBM to sell on the market, right? So in playing with sand, one of the methods to purify the sand is a sieve shaker. So I use this normally in the lab, and a sieve shaker is basically one where it's a tower of different sized sieves that is meant to separate the particle sizes of that sand that you put into this machine by particle size. So what happens is you put the sand into the top of this sieve tower, and then you put it into a machine, and this machine is meant to vibrate this sand so that it's separated properly into the different particle sizes. So I felt that the Lord gave me this picture for us ladies. He gave me this picture saying that the sand is actually us. We have to allow the Lord to put us into this sieve shaker. And what causes the vibration of the sieve is actually in relation to our lives now, are the things that shake us. The many things that we go through, the struggles, everything that we're wrestling with, that is what shakes this thing. And as the sand is going down this sieve tower, the particles that are not meant to go down to the purified sand at the bottom, they remain on those levels of the sieve shakers, right? So the order in which these sieves are placed in this tower is from the highest particle size down to the lowest. So basically, there is a base plate that collects all of the particles now after the purification. So now you'll see that with this sieve, these sieves spaces getting smaller and smaller, as you walk with the Lord in your life, the purification gets finer and finer and finer. So the Lord is with you, ladies. The Lord is with you. Let the shaking purify you. Let the shaking purify you. Let go of the things that are holding you back. I want us to read Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 2. And it says here that, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The only way we can run this race, the only way we can run this race is by fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. He's our pioneer. He's the one who purifies us. He's the one who will make sure that your destiny will come forth. But you have to yield. You have to submit. That's the only way. You have to be in proximity with the Lord for this shaking to happen. And then, so what is at your disposal when you are close to God? What is at your disposal when you are close to God? So I like to answer this in terms of Daniel 10, right? So Daniel 10 was when a messenger was sent to Daniel through a vision. So in reading Daniel 10, I just saw that this is actually what we have at our disposal when we are close to God. Number one, we are told God's secrets. The messenger came to tell Daniel of the future events that were going to come. People who are close to the Lord get to know what is to come. You get to know the secrets of God. Number two, that he saw what others did not see. There were other men around him when this vision came to him. But the other men did not see. So you see that you can be in proximity with the Lord, but not see what he is doing. Our heart postures must be to know the Lord. Our heart is what gets us closer to the Lord. And number four is that at times it's so difficult, hey, when you are walking in proximity with the Lord, because you often feel alone. But you get to see amazing things. Daniel saw this messenger. He saw him alone. Because the other people just did not see him. They were so far from the Lord. The next one is, you are very precious to God. He gives you affirmation. With every step that you take with him, he's affirming you, making you stronger and stronger. The next one is, your prayers are quick to be heard and answered. So here in Daniel 10, verse 12, it says here, then he said, this is the messenger now speaking to Daniel. Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. So what I said was that your prayer is heard quickly and it is answered quickly when you're in proximity with the Lord. The next one is, there's development in the delay. There is development in persistent prayer. So even in Daniel 10, this messenger had been just saying to Daniel that I have been fighting for 3 weeks now, for 3 weeks with Archangel Michael to come and deliver this message to you. That was what was happening in the heavenly realm, right? But here on earth, what did Daniel do? He just self-preserved in the same 3 weeks that this messenger was trying to fight to come and deliver this message. Persistent prayer is there for development. God is fighting on your behalf. The war is still happening, but he encourages you to say, come close to me because I want to fight on your behalf. So how do we get close to God? How do we make it practical? Ladies, we need to pray. I love how Chantel was putting it yesterday, that your prayer, there is nothing that surpasses prayer in our lives. We need to fast, ladies. We need to just set ourselves aside to just listen to what the Lord is telling us to do in our lives. We need to read the Bible. This is truth. This is truth. The enemy comes to lie, right? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy by setting in lies. But if we have truth, the truth of the Bible, that is an antidote for every lie that the enemy tries to put into our spirits. Another one is, surround yourself with people who are on fire for God. Surround yourself with people who are on fire for God. And it really reminded me of the story of the blazing furnace. Now, literally, surround yourself with people who are on fire for God, right? So this story now of the blazing furnace is, so Daniel had three friends, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the king of the time had now put in a law that said, at the horn or the flute, whatever sound that you hear, any musical instrument, you must bow down to me. But these three friends said, no, dude. What? No, we're not going to bow down to you because we know our God. And then the condition was, if you don't bow down, you will be cast into this blazing furnace. But when these three friends said no, the king then said, this furnace will be heated up 7 times hotter. They went in there, and then Nebuchadnezzar then saw that high man. There were three men that we threw in there. But now why is there a fourth one with them? And who was that? That was Jesus. Jesus is with you in the fire. Surround yourself with friends who are on fire for the Lord. ladies, that's what I have. But just in closing is we need to get closer to the Lord. The battles we fight are very real, but the Lord is even more real. He's with you, and don't let the enemy now deceive you. Don't let the enemy pull you to an environment that you weren't created to be in. Get out. Get out. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Be in proximity with the Lord. That is where your power is. Your power is proximity in the Lord. Amen. Okay, I'll pray for us. Oh Lord, you are so faithful. You are so true. You are a God who wants us to walk with you. Lord, help us not to turn away from you, Lord. No matter how tough things may seem, my Father God, no matter how tough things may be, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you remind us, my Father God, that you are there and that all we need to do is to just stretch out our hand and touch your hand and allow you to pull us in. Lord, help us, my Father God, to allow you to just fill our hearts with your truth, Lord. And Lord, help us to be those sand particles that are put into the sieve shaker, my Father God, so that when we are shaken, everything that is not of you will just be removed, my Father God, so that purification happens, my Father God, finer and finer and finer purification, Lord, so that we can walk in authority, so that we can walk in your truth, so that we can walk in your grace, so that we can walk in your grit. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for all these ladies, Lord, who will be commissioned to walk in your grit and grace, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we will purposefully just seek your face, Lord. We will seek your face and realize that our power and our weapon is in our proximity with you, Lord. Amen.